the whole issue of black awareness going?
Going.
And how do you perceive that issue?
I think that as there is more opportunity to participate, you know, in the heart of the matter, in the, say, in government at whatever level, that the people who talk about black political power will come to understand more of what goes into it, you know, besides just being there. I think as you look at the younger people who are getting into the political arena, there will be much more learning about what the real matters are that have to be attended to if you wish to develop influence for the benefit of black people or the deprived or whatever. That the, you know, the racial identification will not be, will be recognized for what it is, I think that we see more as we get more well prepared and sensitive young black people participating in the whole range of political activity. You know, they will be more effective. Now, that's not really answering your question.
I guess my question is, what's concern with blackness as a positive identity reaches a certain level, where do you see it then going? Or do you see it going anyplace? Do you see it as an interim step towards something else?
Well, I hope it's an interim step towards something else, but I don't know. I think as people become more comfortable with themselves as black people, in the open society, that then there can be more attention paid to all the elements that are required in getting progress toward any of the areas of life where there is so much deficiency.
Do you find a generation gap on this issue?
Yeah, I'm afraid I do. And I don't really know why it is. But it may be that I came along in a time when in my particular circumstances, there was never any apology for being black, and there was always the expectation, you know, knowledge of black contributions to history and so on, which may have disappeared more from the educational process. And I think all of the new, all of the recent attention that's being directed to the need for it is all to the good. But, and we'll balance out, because I'm sure that obviously was not in the universal experience. And, so that's the only way I sometimes think to myself, well, you know, why so much conversation about it from the younger people? I don't make a judgment about it.
Do you find a growing interest in politics among young people or not?
I have a growing interest among in terms of I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, then when or then what?
More than 10 years ago?
Oh, yes. I don't think there's any question about that.
But more than 2 or 3 years ago is where you have some questions. Is that part of a malaise toward just politics in general among Americans in general?
I think there's some of that, yeah.
Is that Watergate effect as much an effect? Do you find blacks react differently to Watergate than whites, generally? And I know you hate generalizations.
No, I don't think so. This is my experience. You have the people who say, "Oh well, you know, what could you expect?" I wouldn't say that there was any major difference in the black population and the rest of the population.
Has there been any change in reaction toward you as a political figure?
Not that I have noticed.
Yeah, a lot of politicians are finding.
Yeah.
People are discussing them for being in politics. Mm-hmm. You're in politics.
No, I don't think there's any of that. I hear more about the fact that, this is a great reaction against Republicans. And but I don't really know how that's down this neck of the woods how it will happen. Is Westmoreland running as a Republican or as a Democrat?
Republican.
Yes, huh? With the help of the Democrats?
No. No. Not as a Republican. Who do you think is going to be the next governor of Georgia?
Well, I think for once in life we've got a real good stable. I don't know. I expect to vote for George Busby, but I'm getting so I sort of distrust my feeling of, you know, the state as a whole of how it will go. And I think it's a little early to make any judgment. I think Busby would make a very good governor. I think they're numbered. Sonny is a stable.
Which kind of fellow is this former Lieutenant Governor Smith, Georgia?
He's a good man. It's just this, I've heard people say that, well, George T's going to be the dark horse, you know. History in Georgia doesn't bode too well for people who try to make a comeback. Of course, George T. has not run for governor before. He ran for lieutenant governor and didn't make it. And but I don't know what that means.
Is Roy going to stir any excitement?
I can't see how he will in the urban areas where the people are. But there again, I think it's fine that he's in the race, because I think he will, it would seem to me that he would really tear up the parts of the state where, or a major part of the state where Maddox's strength is supposed to be so strong. But I can't see how he could garner enough, you know, up through the, we say above the fall line, to make enough difference. But I could be wrong.
Are blacks likely to coalesce around any candidate in the primary?
Well, I hear about blacks in two or three camps. Though I don't see any strong coalition, I think the people that know Busby, which would be the people in the legislature, will be apt to be supporting of him.
Why?
Because he has been a person who has been willing to get some things done very quietly and effectively.
Such as?
That are, I'll just have to illustrate in terms of things I know about in the Appropriations Committee. George Busby, as the majority leader, works harder than anybody else that I know over there, and has been able to put together. He just quietly sees the things. Now, like for the legal service programs, for the family planning money, see that it's there, you know. And in some of the areas for vocational education money, without any hoopla, you know, just knew how to get it done. And he knows how the legislature works, which would be a great help, I think, in the governor's office, at least for this period where we've had this dreadful impasse between the, well, mainly between the Senate and the governor's office and the rest of the state.
Has that been primarily because of Maddox? Has it been a combination of Maddox and Gillis?
Maddox and Gillis.
And with Gillis, it's just a resentment because of the conflict between his father and the governor?
I guess. And then the thing that seems to me about the Senate is that Maddox has been taken over by people who know very well what they want to do. And so you just get an impasse, you know, either what they want done or what they want to be very sure is not done. And so you just get confusion.
How do you assess the role of the political role of organized labor in Georgia?
I think it's having a changing role. I think that it is doing a good deal more than, say, was done 4 or 5 years ago in furthering the understanding of its membership about why, you know, where its interests really lie. I guess I don't think it has achieved its the strength it can have.
But you think it's getting stronger?
That would be my estimation.
Getting back, there's a question I meant to ask before, getting back to when you were originally elected in the legislature, how much of a role did you find yourself playing in the sense of an educational role?
Oh, very. A very large one. You know, it's hard to document, but I think just your presence in places where they were very unaccustomed to there being anybody who, at least they had to know you knew what they were talking about. So in those early years, I would say that was pretty largely the influence. If you were there, some things wouldn't get done just because you weren't, you know, because you were there. You might not be able to. I don't think I was able to be sure to exert much influence on moving anything forward. But as far as our person was concerned, because I said all my colleagues don't see me as any threat, because they know I'm not going. I don't want to go to Congress. I don't want to do anything but serve my district. See, and I think that's pretty well established. But that means I'm going to work on any of the. And so I haven't been regarded as a threat. But I do think that Leroy Johnson, who was the first black senator, has enjoyed being regarded as the senior and black politician. And then when Andrew Young went to Congress, I'm sure Leroy was supporting of that, because he didn't run himself. But that's the explanation I give for his offering for the mayor's place. And I don't, you know, so there is, you know, you get the feeling that there's this kind of competition between me.
And now is the mayor.
The younger boy's on their way.
Is the mayor involved in that struggle now?
Well, I think it, Maynard is definitely thinks of himself as on his way to somewhere else, though I don't know where. And there are those who think he's in maybe a little bit too much of a hurry, which would mean that he would seem to be, might seem to be, you know, protecting his, whatever he thinks he has to protect. I would guess that, though I've seen no evidence on the senator's part that would mean that he was doing anything to be anything other than supporting. Oh, that would be true for all of us.
Did he hurt himself in the black community insofar as his entry in the Gillis Senate race?
I don't think so. That was in '72. Who was running against Hugh Gillis?
I forget who it was. Yeah. Banker down there.
Yeah. No, I think the black community looks at Leroy as a person who is adept in playing the game the way it's traditionally been played, without any black participation. And if anything, they regard it with you know, this is mass judgment, with more admiration than anything else. I think that
so they would see that as him coming out with a little more influence as a result.
That's right. They would say, well, that's how he, you know, gains influence in the circles where he's supposed to be operating.
That is the traditional way.
That is the traditional way. And the senator knows how to play the game.
How do you view, and how do you feel most blacks view, you know, what I call the George Wallace phenomenon? By that I simply mean that, you know, now you've got at least certain blacks in Alabama saying they're openly going to support Wallace and this sort of thing. Now, how do you view that, and how do you think most blacks view
that? I don't understand it. I really don't. And whether it is...
You think that's when you get to that point, you're taking the game too far?
Yeah, I think you're taking the game too far. And I say that maybe my point of view would be different if I were a resident of Alabama, you know, and gauging what difference it makes on the scene. But I don't know Alabama that well. But I just really can't understand it.
Well, if Lester Maddox were perceived as the man who was going to get elected governor in Georgia this year, come what may, as he just was pretty much a sure thing. And then how would you react to that situation?
Well, I'd react by saying, well, sure, it's further in the night than I thought it was. You know, I just can't conceive of just flopping over with it just because it... And I have the feeling that would be the way most of the black leadership would react. Hopefully.
Now, I did have one person who I think qualifies as black leadership saying that he felt that Lester Maddox might have had as much as 35% of the black vote because he did have certain appealing qualities. One, at least he wasn't trying to fool anybody, and two, that during his administration of governor, there were a fair number of black appointments and blacks getting jobs. But he said that after his statement on the King portrait, that shot down any chance Maddox had of getting more than nominal.
I've heard people say that Lester, after all, he didn't do so badly for black people. And of course, the fact is that until his time, there'd never been anything. But you can't look at what he did with, you know, his raising in a great amount of sand. I mean, then when you look at the other areas, I don't understand this business about not fooling anybody. Because, though I've heard that too, but I just say that. They usually come from people that seem to me to judge things pretty superficially.
This person was making this as an objective evaluation. It was not implying that he was supporting.
Right. Well, there are those who say that.
You think the 35% figure would have been high even before the King statement?
Oh, I would think that would be very high.
So that poll last fall showed it was something like a 28% approval rating among blacks.
Yeah. So it may not...
Do you think the King statement was as devastating as the other person thought?
Yes, I would have thought that would show that Lester's exactly the same as he has been, see. He's been... This person I was talking to said that they were just waging that if it looked as if Lester wasn't going to make it, you know, he... take to his bed with sickle cell anemia or something and take himself out of the race. Just didn't believe it could stand.
End interview with Grace Hamilton. No more transcription. This tape.